Draft calendar removing that 1 week fall break was approved last night. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, my thoughts were one. Obviously, it's not a decision that the board takes lightly or board staff take lightly in giving the recommendation. Ultimately, we recommend to the board based on the feedback and information that we've got in terms of what needs to happen. I think the trustees were very thoughtful in their comments. It's always difficult to change. But it's also pretty clear that there was some compelling reasons for making the change.
Was there quite a bit of feedback from parents?
Yeah, I think, you know, generally I think there was a fair bit. I mean, that's also one of the challenges, right? You know, often when you put a survey out, people will go, well, 57% wanted it and 43% wanted something different. So you have to go with the 57%. Like, people think that a survey is like our voting system and it's first past the post, right? But you know, it doesn't work that way. The purpose of the survey is to gather information, you know, and based on some premises. Like, we were concerned that, you know, we might be making decisions around our calendar that are providing obstacles and impediments for parts of our community or communities. Like, that was kind of the question. Through the feedback, actually, and again, fairly unsolicited, we got a lot of really good clarification around some of the challenges that we're putting in place for a variety of reasons and for a variety of our families and stakeholders. And so then the question becomes, if we know we're creating a hardship of some kind, are we okay with that? And is there a better way to deal with some of the issues? Is there a better way to deal with actually some of the feelings and maybe the feelings for the need for that break for the workforce as well?
So do you feel that the consultation that through this whole process that it was enough?
Well, considering I think we first announced that we would be looking at variances to the calendar back in November, followed it up in December, put the survey out in January. Judging by the amount of responses, which was a lot, I think for sure, you know, the challenge is if at the end of the day, you know, one thing we will hear is, well, you know, more people said this and you're not listening. Yeah. It's actually, well, we're listening, but we're also listening and looking for some of the other, like, it's not just about making a decision for who is most vocal about things. Like, part of our job is also to make sure we're making the best decision for people who can't be as vocal. And the other, I mean, you know, one of the other big important moments in this is too, like, if you're a parent who likes to take your kids away in the fall, you can still do that. Like, for people who have those abilities, they are still going to be able to do that. You know, obviously the one group that will, that's harder for is obviously our workforce, because we're not having that time off. But, you know, certainly there's a bunch of steps that we have to do to actually help our workforce. And clearly just a week off isn't probably the solution for that. But we are engaged, you know, with our local to make sure that we can do a better job so people can feel better about their jobs.
And I guess last question on this subject. What would you say to individuals who maybe say, you know, that they needed that time off to deal with mental health?
Well, I think it was actually stated pretty clearly last night that, you know, there's not a lot of evidence that time off is mental health. Like, there's a bunch of other things that have to be in place for mental health. You know, I think we were the only district in the province that had that week off. Is there evidence that we were performing better or the mental health of our people was better because of it? You know, were we having more people come here because of that? And, you know, that was clearly not evident. You know, these jobs, in regardless across the province, there's a lot of similarity. You know, if that's the one criteria to people's mental health here, then there probably needs to be a bigger, deeper conversation.